won't waste another minute. No, I won't. I'm a man on a mission. Welcome to Entitled to Nothing, where we believe our life is our fault. My name is Mink, and I'm recording this kind of impromptu podcast from Fiji, specifically because we're down here on a little belief trip. And if you want to know what that is, by the way, check out the YouTube video about our Fiji vacation. But it's been an interesting trip because we had this expectation that we were going to have this amazing beach relaxing adventure, right? I had planned on surfing and snorkeling. We were even looking at doing a shark dive. We had all these things planned, and we got here and it was pouring down rain day after day after day. And I had this experience yesterday that I wanted to share with you guys because it's a really beautiful reminder of everything that I talk about. You know, I say our life is our fault. And that honestly pisses a lot of people off. I have this video that I posted, and it's like, if you don't like the way that your life is, if your relationships, your money, your health, if whatever it is in your life you're experiencing, if you don't like it, it's your fault. Look in the mirror. And I constantly, almost every day, get negative comments from people saying like, yeah, it's my fault I'm this, or it's my fault I'm that, or it's my fault my wife left me. And they call me some very choice words, to be honest with you. And the truth is, we don't control what happens outside of us, but we always control how we react and respond. And I really believe that how we respond to life is way more important than what happens in life. I think the way that we react and respond is going to have a greater impact on our experience of life than any external circumstance. And so yesterday, I was sitting at the restaurant because it was pouring down rain, and I was just sitting there reading a book and relaxing and drinking a coffee, and the manager came up to me and he goes, Anthony, how are you doing? And I was like, honestly, I'm doing amazing. Thank you. How are you? And he's like, oh, I'm so glad to hear that. He goes, so many of the guests are very upset. And I'm like, yeah, well, why are they upset? And he's like, because of the weather. And I was like, well, what would they like you to do about that? And he's like, apparently they think I should be able to change the weather because they're very upset. And I told him, I said, you know, I honestly found myself getting frustrated as well. I flew all the way down here. You know, I'm spending $1,500 plus a night, food, trips, the whole thing. And in my mind, I had this idea of this really beautiful, chill beach vacation. And in reality, it's been pouring down rain. And I said, you know, I definitely found myself getting really frustrated, but I had to put myself in check because my expectations were one thing, but obviously the reality is another. And I told him, the specific thing I said is, you know, I think in life, we have to learn how to trade our expectations for appreciation. And he goes, oh my gosh, that just gave me goosebumps. And he literally shows me his arm and you could see the hair sticking up. And he goes, I've been working at this resort for a while. And, you know, we have people from all over the world that come here, and so many of them are so entitled and they get upset about the littlest things. He goes, I think what you said is correct. I've never heard that said before, but if we just traded our expectations for appreciation, we'd have a totally different experience. And the first time I heard this was from Tony Robbins. He's the person that coined that phrase. He said, if you trade your expectations for appreciation, you'll have a totally different world. And, you know, it's okay to get frustrated at life. That's part of the human experience. And like I said, I found myself getting frustrated. It's like, fuck, you know, and I really got frustrated after our shark dive got canceled. We heard about this shark dive, and it's this place here in Fiji. I think it's maybe the only place in the world where you can do this, but they have 8 different species of sharks, including bull sharks and tiger sharks, which if you know anything about sharks, are 2 of the most aggressive sharks that you can see. And it's a non-caged dive. You literally get your scuba gear on, you go down to the bottom of the reef, and they have a place where they line you up and they freaking feed the sharks. And there's like, they said up to like 40 or 50 sharks at a time, but there's 8 different species of sharks. And Mike and I are both scuba certified. And I was like, fuck, that would be sick. Let's do it, right? And it was going to be a very expensive trip because we had to drive like 2.5-3 hours by boat to get there. And we're fired up, though. We're ready to go. And it gets canceled because of the rain. And after that, I found myself getting really irritated. I was like, fuck, I came all the way here and it's fucking raining every fucking day. And I said it just like that in my mind. And then I allowed myself to be frustrated for about 5 minutes. And then I realized I can do a lot of things, but I can't change the weather. And I flew all the way here and I'll be damned if I'm going to let myself and my experience get diminished or discouraged by something outside of me. And so I reminded myself, Anthony, you just have to trade your expectations for appreciation. And then we said, all right, what can we do in the rain? How can we make the most out of this? So we went swimming, we went paddleboarding, we went to the spa. Fortunately, the place we're staying at has a hot tub, a cold tub, a sauna, a steam room. They got a weight room. So we just made the most of it. We ate a lot of delicious food. We hung out. We talked shit. We had a good time. And we absolutely made the most of this trip. I'm so grateful that I came. And you know what? What's so crazy about that? I think, you know, sometimes life gives you obstacles just to see how you respond. And we woke up this morning and I looked outside about 3 a.m. because of the jet lag. And I was like, oh, I can see stars. I literally ran outside, went out onto the beach. I looked up and the whole sky was just filled with unbelievable stars. You know, on this small island in the middle of the South Pacific, there's nothing around. No light pollution. And I could see so many stars. It was so vivid. I just found myself getting overcome with gratitude. And it was largely because even though it was been raining and pouring, and there's a lot of things that we could have been frustrated about, we did everything we could to make the most of it. And, you know, in life, I really believe in the duality of life, you know, the yin and the yang, right? So often, if we only had the experience of sunny days, we would never appreciate them because it's what we would always have. And I think so often in life, we're looking to always feel a certain way. We always want to be happy. We always want to be confident. We always want to feel motivated or inspired. We always want things to go that we want them to go, but there's no growth in that. You know, all of our experience in life comes from a perspective. I've heard it said that there's no growth without context and contrast, right? We have to have the context for what something is, a sunny day, a rainy day, a good relationship, a bad relationship. We have to have context to understand what something is. And then we need to have personal contrast. We need to have an experience of a good relationship and also a shitty one to understand the true context of what makes what. You know, and as silly as a sunny day or a rainy day is, it is the yin and the yang that makes us happy. And I was just having this conversation with Mike. He's packing up his stuff and he's getting ready to head back to Arizona. I'm going to stay here for a few more days by myself and just totally chill out. No cameras, no microphones, no hot mics. Just some chill time to really, really unplug. And I mean, we've been unplugging the whole time, but just a little bit of time by myself. I've come to really appreciate the solo time. And you know, Mike made this comment. He's like, you know, it really is what you say. Like, you keep saying our life is our fault. And this trip has been a good experience of that. And that story with the manager and people being pissed because the rain is really a good, it's a good example of what happens when we take responsibility for our experience. And that's what our life is our fault means. It means I'm going to take radical responsibility for my experience of life. And I started Entitled to Nothing because I wholeheartedly believe that we are entitled to nothing, but also that our life is our fucking fault. And I will never allow myself to be a victim of an external circumstance. I will never allow myself to be a victim of a limited thought or a fear or a doubt or an insecurity. I have committed to taking radical responsibility for my life. And I don't share that to impress you. I share that to express to you that no matter where you are right now, you have the capacity to take responsibility for where you're at. And whether you're going through something that's incredible and you're living a dream, or you're currently living a nightmare, we're going to have both of them. And both of them have an opportunity for us to learn and grow. In fact, I would say you learn far more from failure and heartbreak and setback than you do success. I think you learn very few things in success. You might learn how to do certain things and what to do, but in failure, in heartbreak, in frustration, we learn what not to do. And I think what not to do is almost more important than what to do. But guys, if there is one thing that I could impart on you, if there's one thing that I could express to you, it is that our life is our fault. And when you have the courage to take responsibility for everything, you become the creator of it. You know, there's a saying that says with great power comes great responsibility. But what they never tell you is how to get great power. And what's beautiful about it is it's the inverse. With great responsibility comes great power. If you want to have power in your life to do what you want, to live how you want, to create life on your terms, you have to have the courage to take radical responsibility for everything. All of the most successful people that you admire got there in part because they had the courage to take responsibility for their results. And if you want to have the power to live life on your terms, you have to have the courage to take responsibility, especially for the things that go wrong, especially for the failures and the setbacks. And by taking responsibility in the failures, in the heartbreak and the setback, when you step away from it, and you have the power to learn from it. You know, most of the time, when something goes wrong, people want to push it away, they want to avoid it, and they want to make excuses and blame others for why that happened. And that's why they never learn the lesson. Growing up, I was blessed to have a father who, well, how do I say this? I mean, if you've been listening to this, you know that my relationship with my father was very challenged. But I say I was blessed to have the father that I did because he was a living example of what happens when you play the victim. My dad was the victim of every situation that took place in life. Everything was someone else's fault. He blamed everybody else for his failures and his shortcomings. And he had no power in his life. And part of the reason why I'm so fucking adamant about this idea that our life is our fault is my experience with my father. And I've lived firsthand the observation of what happens when you blame, and in my life, what happens when you take responsibility. And, you know, my dad was, you know, he struggled a lot in his life and he never really accomplished anything. He died at 64 years old from liver failure because he drank himself to death. He never traveled, never flew on a plane. I supported him for multiple years. He ultimately got a foreclosure notice and went through bankruptcy and foreclosure. I love my dad to death, but his life was a walking example of what I never, ever wanted to experience in my life. And I'm so grateful for that experience and for the ability to observe his behavior because it taught me that the opposite is true. If you blame, you're never going to have any power. But if you take responsibility, you have the power to create your life. And yes, there's going to be external factors that throw you off. Yes, you're going to get hit by life over and over and over again. There's going to be all sorts of fucking things that happen that you have no control over. But we always control how we react and respond. And as I sit here in Fiji and the sun is finally out after 5 days, I just felt like this experience that I've had down here is such a beautiful reminder that we're not in control of what happens outside of us, but we're always in control of how we respond. And how we respond to life will determine our experience of life. It's the internal that creates the external, not the external that builds. So, you know, this is why I love traveling. Travel is one of my favorite things to do, because I feel like when we put ourselves out into the world, we develop new perspectives, we see things from a different lens, we have the opportunity to live our life, and it's only through living a life that we learn and that we grow, that we're challenged and that we're pushed. You know, so often we stay in our comfort zone and growth never happens there. All the growth, all the experience, all the love and beauty and joy typically comes from stepping outside of what's comfortable. And as we get ready to head back to Arizona and get back into the day-to-day grind of life, I think the best thing that we can remember is to trade our expectations for how we want things to go for an appreciation of the way that they are. And if we can just show up every day and look for what's right instead of what's wrong, we're going to find more things to be grateful for. And the more that we have to be grateful for, the more that we will create in our lives that brings gratitude. So I appreciate you guys following along in the journey. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. The feedback that I've got is incredible. And the only reason why I do this is because I have experienced both sides of it, right? I've experienced the victimhood, the abuse, the addiction, the pain. And I've also experienced the love, the beauty, the joy, and the success that gives me the capacity to live life on my terms. And I've, you know, I've spent 20 years running headfirst into failure after failure, and I've figured out how to turn my failures into lessons, and I've used those lessons to create life on my terms. And I want the same for you. I don't know what your definition of success is or what you want in your life, but my guess is you want to live life on your terms. I think that's the ultimate definition of success, is to live our life on our terms with those that we love, doing the things that we enjoy. And that starts by trading our expectations for appreciation and taking radical responsibility for our life. If you got value from this little impromptu episode, all I would ever ask is share it. Share it with someone that needs to hear it. Share it with someone that lets life fuck them up a little bit, that maybe they're a little bit too influenced or frustrated by life. Maybe they're one of those people that are always bitching and complaining about how everything is happening to them. Maybe send this to them just as a joke to piss them off. But maybe the message will connect with them. And if it does, then, you know, that will be a blessing. But I appreciate you guys tuning in. Stay tuned for more episodes when we're back in Arizona. I'll talk to you guys soon.